This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. Really big show today. The Senate rejects competing bills to reopen the government. Who would not have seen that coming, right? Did Wayne Root tell you yesterday and the day before when I heard there were two bills coming up to reopen government? What did I say to you? I said neither one would ever pass, and neither one passed. The Senate on Thursday, meaning today, failed to pass either a GOP-sponsored bill to reopen the government based on President Trump's demand for $5.7 billion for his long-promised border wall, or a competing Democratic measure with no wall funding. Only one Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, broke ranks and voted in favor of the GOP plan. GOP Senators Tom Cotton of Arkansas and Mike Lee of Utah voted no as well, and the final tally was 51 in favor, 47 against, far short of the 60 votes needed for passage. And the competing bill sponsored by Democrats, which gave no wall money, also went down in flames, 52 to 44. Republican senators voted in favor of the Democratic bill. Can you imagine? These are the Republican senators who don't want the wall. Senator Lamar Alexander, loser. Senator Susan Collins, loser. Cory Gardner of Colorado, loser. Johnny Isaacson of Georgia, loser. Mitt Romney of Utah, triple loser. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, loser. Unbelievable. Either measure would have reopened federal agencies and paid 800,000 federal workers who are being furloughed or are being forced to work without pay and who will apparently miss another paycheck this week. Republicans would couple ending the 34-day shutout with $5.7 billion for Trump's coveted border wall and revamping some immigration laws, including a provision that would bar minors from applying for asylum at the U.S. border. Instead, they would have to apply in their own country and remain there until the feds decided their fate, an idea Democrats called a poison pill. Can you imagine? These are brilliant ideas. They're fantastic, and you can never pass them. There's nothing you can pass in this country anymore. We're at a terrible logjam. Meanwhile, here's something you'll never hear on the evening news. Great jobs report today. The number of Americans filing applications for unemployment benefits fell to a more than 49-year low. 49-year low. Now, you've got a terrible, slowing global economy around the world. You have a terrible, slowing Chinese economy, and that's always been the driver of the entire world's economy and the American economy. You have a slowing housing market in the United States, slowing to a, you know, to a skid, to a stop. And still, there's more, and you have the government shutdown, right? Well, that must be on unemployment. And still, you have the lowest number of Americans filing applications for unemployment in more than 49 years. Thank you, President Trump. Again, as usual. Thank you, President Trump. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. I think it's wonderful. I think it just proves once again that Trump's economy is fantastic. And that there's nothing the Democrats can do. They're praying they slow it. They're praying they kill it. They're praying they reverse it. They're on their very knees praying to the devil, because we know Democrats don't pray to God or Jesus. So they're praying to the devil or they're praying to Muhammad. I don't know which one it is. But they're sure not praying to God, Jesus Christ. And they want this economy to crash. And no matter what they do, they can't get there. They've slowed it down a bit, but they can't get there. And the same way Trump was waging that battle with China in the trade wars, he knows in the long term it's a much smarter deal than to give in now, help the economy explode now. But long term, structurally, it's a disaster for America to let them keep taking advantage of us. So Trump could easily do the short term thing, which is what all presidents and all politicians have done since the beginning of time. You don't worry about tomorrow or once you're out of office, you worry about today. That's all politicians ever worry about is today. And if they can juice the economy today and it helps their approval go up today, they're happy and they do it. Trump's the only guy in history that thinks long-term, that plays chess five steps ahead. So Trump's plan is to attack China. Well, same thing with the government employees. Of course it would be better for America and the American economy right now, and Trump's approval rating right now, to end the government shutdown. Of course it would have been better to never have a government shutdown for his approval rating, right? But he's thinking long term for the history future of America. It's better to get the wall than to worry about employees who haven't been paid for one lousy month and who all have credit union loans that allow them to get through this thing very easily. My God, there's all kinds of government employee credit unions that are giving full loans for everything they need at the lowest interest rates you've ever seen. Nothing I could ever get from a bank. Nothing I ever got when my kids go to college. Nothing. I pay the highest rates in the world. Nobody cares about me. Other big news. Now, who was the guy who came up with the idea of a national emergency proclamation to fund the wall? Wayne Root came up with the idea. And Trump, for some strange reason, just seemed like he wasn't going to do it, wasn't going to do it, wasn't going to do it, will not do it, refuses to do it. All his experts, all these brain surgeons are telling him he can't do it. Wayne Root says you can. So this is at Zero Hedge right now. White House drafting national emergency proclamation to include $7 billion for the border wall. The White House is drafting plans to declare a national emergency along the southern border, which would provide $7 billion in funds for President Trump's long-promised border wall, according to CNN, citing internal documents we hope are more accurate than BuzzFeed's. Trump has not ruled out using his authority to declare a national emergency and direct the Defense Department to construct a border wall as Congress and the White House fight over a deal to end the government shutdown. But while Trump's advisors remain divided on the issue, the White House has been moving forward with alternative plans that would bypass Congress. The massive amount of aliens who unlawfully enter the United States each day is a direct threat to the safety and security of our nation and constitutes a national emergency, is what a draft of the presidential proclamation supposedly reads. That's according to CNN. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, by the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including the National Emergencies Act 50 U.S.C. 1601, hereby declare that a national emergency exists at the southern border of the United States, the draft adds. The draft was updated as recently as last week, a U.S. government official told CNN. According to the plans, the administration could use $681 million from Treasury forfeiture funds, $3.6 billion in military construction funds, $3 billion in Pentagon Civil Works funds, and $200 million in funds from the Department of Homeland Security. If Trump declares a national emergency, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers would construct the wall. Yay! Which CNN suggests might set the stage for potential lawsuits over eminent domain land seizures. Who cares what CNN thinks? The documents also convey a sense of urgency, as the draft reportedly allows for the wall to be built without environmental reviews. Yay! While DHS would be able to bypass contracting laws using waivers. Yay! All good. I hope they're also passing a non-union law. The people who build the wall do not have to get a union wage. That'll cut the cost by half. Instead of $25 billion, it'll be $12 billion without union workers. Yay! Representative Dan Crenshaw, Republican Texas, tweeted early this month, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney assured Texans that he understood the deep concerns about using Harvey relief funds for the border. So there's always somebody upset, man. Always somebody says, not my money. In any case, I think it's great news. And who came up with that idea first? Wayne Root. And why is that idea so important? Well, how about this statistic? You like this stat? Mass shootings in 2018 killed 68 Americans. And the mass media freaked out. 68 Americans killed in mass shootings. And the media freaked out. It's about guns. It's about conservatives. It's about Trump. 68. Remember that number. 68 people died in mass shootings. The worst thing in the world, according to the media. And meanwhile, illegal immigrants murdered 2,000 Americans, and the mainstream media says nothing. And this is at Natural News, by the way, which is a website I enjoy going to, and they have great articles from time to time. It's astonishing how at least 200 million Americans have no clue what's really going on in this country regarding deaths caused by illegal immigrants and prescription medications and vaccines and hospital superbugs like MRSA, MRSA, and chemotherapy and hospital surgery errors. That's because the mainstream media, MSM, purposely fails to report any of it. What most people fail to realize also is that nearly every TV station and newspaper is biased news that covers up all the atrocities caused by whatever makes the corporations money or ensures more people voting for Democrats, socialism, and free stuff. Every year in America, I'm reading from Natural News, illegal immigrants flood across the border, bringing with them drugs, crime, infectious diseases, and likely votes for more crooked Democrat politicians. Though some illegal aliens are innocent humans seeking a better life, many are also criminals who will rape, rob, and kill to get theirs. When a mass shooting occurs in America, the news is plastered across the networks, the newspapers, and fake news websites like CNN. When an illegal alien commits a crime, any crime, mass media ignores it entirely. It doesn't fit the narrative that supports mass immigration and socialism, a.k.a. communism. Here's the first website I've seen that agrees with Wayne Root. Socialism is communism. Stop telling me there's a major difference. There's a minor difference, but there is no major difference. Socialism is the same thing. It's part of the communist system. Every communist country is a socialist economy. If you believe in socialism, you believe in communism. One of the deadliest, most dangerous gangs in the world is now flourishing on U.S. soil. They're called Mara Salvatrucha, which is otherwise known as MS-13. They're prominent in half of the U.S. states right now. As you read this again, you will never hear this on the mainstream media, but it's true. Just since 2012, thanks to Obama's DACA program, over 200 murders have been tied to MS-13, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. The DACA program helped create crime, but none of that is ever reported on the major networks. In fact, over 500 cases of major crimes are linked to MS-13 gangs, but the sanctuary cities and the feds protect them from getting deported or even arrested by local police. A radical leftist group called SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, I tangle with them, fully supports this MS-13 gang and has declared our President Donald Trump a racist for calling them violent animals. And that's what they are, violent animals. If the mainstream media were to call a mass shooter at a school or an animal or a church an animal, it would be perfectly normal. But to refer to a mass murdering illegal immigrant as an animal, well, that's a crime, according to the mainstream media and the Southern Poverty Law Center. One recent tweet by the Southern Poverty Law Center says, it is unacceptable for such racist, dehumanizing language to now be repeated 10 times in the White House website in the document that speaks for America. Wow, what if MS-13 gang members raped and murdered a Democratic politician's wife or children? Would they be calling the criminal an animal? I think maybe they might. A bunch of frauds and hypocrites. Amazing. We'll be right back. War Now.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, War Now on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. Welcome to the show, the really big show on USA Radio from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas. Talk that rocks. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. I'm an SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher. I'm a capitalist evangelist. And I am American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limit, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall, the things I love. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 in Las Vegas, operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Ed Stoltz gave me my start in radio on the local level, and Fred Weinberg gave me my start on national radio. Thank you to Ed and Fred. They could start a band, the Ed and Fred Band, the Ed and Fred Show. Most caller-friendly show in America, call toll-free. From anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, it's 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you contact me on email. Twitter, you can contact me at RealWayneRoot, at RealWayneRoot, and see my thoughts multiple times a day, usually like 20 times a day. And I got some real zingers. And you can watch me every night on Newsmax, Newsmax TV. All right, some more things in the news. I keep telling you, it's all about illegal immigration. An illegal immigrant is charged with murder because they tried to pawn the victim's jewelry. A man suspected of living in the USA illegally, who authorities believe killed four people was charged after he allegedly pawned off jewelry belonging to two of the victims. And this was in Nevada, my home state. This was in northern Nevada, in the Reno area. Wilbur Martinez Guzman allegedly sold two gold and diamond rings, 16 silver rings, toe rings, and turquoise rings belonging to Connie Kuntz, 56, found dead in her home, according to a criminal complaint obtained by the Reno Gazette Journal in Reno, Nevada. The 20-year-old also pawned an Elks ring with a blue stone engraved with the initials of Jerry David, 81, found dead with his wife Sherry, 80, on January 16th. Martinez Guzman is from El Salvador, suspecting the death of Sophia Rankin, 74, found dead in her home January 13th. So far, Martinez Guzman has been charged with an immigration infraction and burglary, but police say he's responsible for four deaths. More charges expected against him during a court hearing coming up soon. And here's another Pelosi angel, illegal alien, sentenced to 401 years in prison for kidnapping, rape, lewd sex acts upon a child under the age of 14. He's an illegal alien, violent rapist, and child molester named Macario Cerda. See, Democrats make believe this isn't happening. There's nothing racist about reporting the truth. There's an epidemic of illegal immigrant crime. There is a crime wave by illegals. The prisons are filled with illegals. 39-year-old Macario Cerda as an illegal alien was sentenced to 401 years in prison for numerous violent sex crimes. He terrorized the family of the woman he was in a relationship with. He raped the woman's two minor daughters. Lovely guy. One of the rapes even resulted in a pregnancy and the birth of a child. He was convicted by a jury of crimes against two victims consisting of three counts of forcible rape, one count of kidnapping to commit rape, one count of criminal threat, seven counts of lewd acts upon a child under the age of 14. In other words, he's one of Nancy Pelosi's angels who has a spark of divinity. Meanwhile, this just in, the U.S. to begin returning asylum seekers to Mexico on Friday, says Reuters. The United States will begin returning migrants seeking asylum in the United States to Tijuana, Mexico on Friday, according to an exclusive report by Reuters. Reuters reported a spokesman for Mexico's president did not specify the nationalities of the asylum seekers to be returned to Mexico. However, Trump's policy was crafted to curb the Central American caravans that travel to the U.S. to get asylum and leech off American taxpayers. Thousands of Central American migrants camped out in Tijuana right now, the town that borders San Diego. Tijuana officials have expressed their anger and frustration over the financial strain these migrants are putting on the local community. A large percentage of the Central American migrants have diseases such as AIDS, tuberculosis, and hepatitis. And even worse, there are Middle Easterners, Bangladeshis, and dangerous MS-13 gang members embedded in the caravan seeking asylum, and most of them are military-age males. According to Reuters, a backlog of more than 800,000 cases is pending in the immigration court. So Trump to begin returning asylum seekers to Mexico on Friday. Good news, good news, good news. And I'll just mention one more time what I said in the last segment. Mass shootings in 2018 killed 68 Americans, and the mass media freaked out. Illegal immigrants murdered 2,000 Americans, and the mainstream media was silent. Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. RootForAmerica.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to two bills that failed to pass in the Senate.
We have to have border security.
We have to have a wall in order to have border security. You cannot have border security without a wall. I mean, we can play games and we can talk about technology. We can talk about drones flying around.
The first bill that failed would have offered temporary protection for Dreamers and nearly $6 billion in border wall funding. West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito supported that proposal.
This proposal does two things that we should all want. It reopens the government, and it helps to secure our southern borders.
Florida police say the five people that were killed in a Sebring bank shooting were all women. Police have still yet to figure out a motive, but have ruled out robbery, and the man who confessed to the crime was charged today and is being held without bond. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 22 points to close at 24,553. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2140.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio. Alveda King is a Christian evangelist. She's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, and for Priests for Life. And she is with us on the line right now. Alveda King, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I am just wonderful. How are you and all your listeners?
We are wonderful. It is a great honor to have you on the show. A great honor.
I'm glad to join you. Thank you.
I was here online. I was here on air for Martin Luther King's birthday, and I made sure everybody knew that Wayne Root, the Republican conservative, is a big fan of Martin Luther King and a big fan of Martin Luther King Day. He was a great American, a great man, and it's important for conservatives to say that he was a great man and to understand he was a great man. And so it's a great honor to have his niece on. And that was Monday. It was Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, his 90th birthday, if he was still here with us. And I guess the first question I have for you is, was he a Republican, and why was Martin Luther King Jr. a Republican?
Martin Luther King Jr. was not a Republican. Martin Luther King Sr. was a Republican for most of his life. Martin Luther King Jr., in his own words, was an independent. Early on, I said Martin Luther King was a Republican, and that just went real far. And I came back soon after, and I gave the actual quote. This was several years ago, but it kind of stuck. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. No, Martin Luther King Jr. says himself that he was an independent.
All right, so he was an independent. He was certainly not a liberal Democrat, so I think some of the things that Democrats believe in today would not have been his favorite, and I think one of them would be abortion, correct? How would you think Martin Luther King would react to abortion?
Martin Luther King Jr., during his lifetime, was offered the Margaret Sanger Award. He didn't even accept the award. His wife went to that ceremony. He said the Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the futures of his children for immediate personal comfort and safety. And so Martin Luther King Jr. today would urge us to respect the sanctity of life. I'm so sorry, I'm at a studio. I came out into the hall, but I still hear the music. So I'm real sorry for that.
No, we don't hear it. We're fine. I don't hear anything but you. You're doing fantastic.
Very good. Very good. So he would certainly support the sanctity of life, as I do. I had abortions when I was in my 20s many years ago, but I realized I was violating the law of God to choose life, and also I was violating the civil rights of little babies. I didn't understand that because science had not caught up with God's word back then. But we know today that life is sacred. Philosophy, science, and certainly God say that we should choose life.
And how do you think Martin Luther King Jr., which is your uncle, would feel about the whole debate with the wall? Where do you think he would stand on building a wall on our southern border to keep out illegal immigrants? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, my uncle once said we must learn to live together as brothers, and I added sisters or parents together as fools. So he had an understanding of Acts 17:26, of one blood God made all people. So he would want us to love and regard each other. However, the practicality of having a wall or some type of barrier in your nation to first protect your own citizens, to protect Americans, but then to properly serve illegal immigrants who may be innocent and just seeking a better place. So it would just be a practical process to him, and I think he would understand that. And at the same time, he would encourage us to tear down the walls and barriers of hatred in our hearts. And I believe he would encourage us to open the wombs of mothers and let the babies be born rather than be aborted.
Where do you stand? We're talking to Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Christian evangelist, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, for Priests for Life. Where do you stand on the political scale? Or do you try and stay away from politics, Alveda?
Well, I was elected office as a Democrat. I became an independent. I became a Republican. I became an independent again because I was feeling like my uncle. I don't need to be in any party. And then my African-American Frederick Douglass friends, who are Republicans, said, well, come back and work with us because we're going to work with you on life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And we understand that we are one blood. So I'm a Frederick Douglass Republican today. How about that?
All right, I'll go with that. I think that's wonderful. And where do you stand on the division of the United States of America today? And I know that I'm a bit biased and prejudiced because I am a Republican conservative, a card-carrying Republican conservative, have been pretty much my entire life. But I've never seen hatred like this coming from the left. I don't see a hell of a lot of hatred coming from the right. I don't hate anybody. I don't care about the color of a person's skin. But on the left, it seems like there's massive hate. If you wear a red MAGA hat, they want to kill you. They want to kill teenage boys.
Isn't that something? I experience it all the time. We're not colorblind. If we're colorblind, we need glasses. Jesus gives sight to the blind. And we have beautiful colors and beautiful ethnicity, but we're supposed to not be hating each other. So we know that the spirit of hate is not of God. We have to love each other, forgive each other, and come together. So it's our responsibility, regardless of political party, not to engage in strife and hatred. And when people come at me with hate, especially I get attacked all the time because I support President Trump. And people, I've been cursed out in public places and all of this. And I said, my goodness, I said, I'm not doing that to you. Why do you think it's okay for you to do that to me? And then I said, because you're wrong. And I said, well, I love you. And I keep moving. So we should avoid strife, tell the truth. And shame the devil is what I say.
All right, and I guess my last question for you today, and then I'll let you run because I know you're in a rush and you're in between 12 different things.
I'm sorry.
So my last question is, why do you support President Trump? Alveda King is the niece of the great Dr. Martin Luther King, and I think it would be shocking to the average person out there, especially the average Democrat, to know that you support President Trump. Why did you make that decision?
My very first step was when he said we'll be able to say Merry Christmas again. He supported religious freedom. And so he signed that bill, and I have that pen. And then they asked him, what are you going to do about racism? He said, this is America. We all bleed the same. We're going to give people jobs. We're going to bring the jobs back over here. We're going to have a safe country. I said, that just makes sense. So everything that he's promised, except the wall, and he's really holding on to that one, too, he's done all of that. The employment rate is up in America. The unemployment rate is down. He's working real hard for the sanctity of life. He signed the Frederick Douglass anti-sex trafficking bill. He really understands. So, and I said Merry Christmas in so many ways at the end of 2018, and it was a joyous time, even with people who were mad with me. They put that aside. So it was a glorious time. So those are just a few of the reasons that I voted for and support President Trump.
Well, you are a good person and a good woman, and we really enjoy having you on the show, and a great American, Alveda King, the niece
Thank
of the great
you.
Dr. Martin Luther King, and I really appreciate your positive words and your kind words and your great positive attitude, Alveda. Thank you for coming
God
on with more.
You.
Wayne Allyn Root.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. God bless. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, that was a nice interview with Alveda King, and you wouldn't expect that Martin Luther King's niece would be a huge Donald Trump supporter, but I think it's great. And it's one of the things I argue about all the time. I cannot understand why my own Jewish people are liberal. I cannot understand why black Americans are liberal. I cannot understand why Hispanic Americans are liberal. It just doesn't make any sense. There's no benefit unless you want your kid's life to be worse than yours. If you want your kid's life to be better than yours, you have to be Republican. You have to believe in mobility. You have to believe in opportunity. You have to believe in less government, lower taxes, less regulations. You have to believe in personal responsibility. There is no chance to be successful in life if government limits your success and gives everybody a safety net in return. You just can't be successful. You got to accept there's got to be less of a safety net and less of, like tenure for life like teachers enjoy, and less, government employees, lifetime employment and pensions. And it's got to be more of each and every person. It's about how successful you are, how smart you are, how creative you are, how special you are, how skilled you are. And it's up to you how far you go. But you're going to have to give up a little bit of that safety net. And so, I could see why people believe in a safety net, but you will never, ever, ever taste wealth if you go for that safety net in big government. By the way, this segment is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. I want to make sure everybody knows that. I didn't get a chance to do it at the front of the segment because we knew Alveda King, Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, was in a real rush and only had about 5-6 minutes. And so I kind of gave up the chance to do the promotion of our wonderful sponsor before the segments. We get straight to Alveda King, and I'm going to do it now because nothing is more important than our sponsors. Matter of fact, I had a great day today, and I signed two new sponsors to this show, so this show's going to be packed. I mean, packed. I mean, no space left. And that's a testament to how wonderful my audience is, a testament to how much you guys are doing good for my sponsors, who are the ones who are willing to sign the front of checks and make sure that this show is on the air. They're believers in Wayne Root. They're believers in conservatism. They're believers and fans of you, conservative people, conservative Americans who listen to this show. And so you have rewarded them. They are rewarding you. Everybody's winning in this equation. Two big new sponsors signed on. We'll have them starting next week. And the one that I'm here to tell you about today is Liberty HealthShare. And they're not just a sponsor. They're part of my life because I chose Liberty HealthShare to be, you know, to replace my health insurance, to replace Aetna. And Liberty HealthShare is a Christian health-sharing organization. They're a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, or where you will access health care. And you can do it anytime. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. It's my third year. I'm saving $18,000 a year. So after 3 years, I've saved $54,000 plus three doctor visits in December. Just this past December, and all three took Liberty HealthShare, and all three, the cost was zero. There was no copay. Liberty HealthShare took the bill. They said their wellness visits, we allow three of them a year, it's free. Starts $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. Glory, hallelujah, it's wonderful. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wade Root sent you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
When I found out I had diabetes a while back, I thought, hey, this isn't going to get better unless I really make a fundamental change. And along with that, I got on board with Balance of Nature. So I'm going to do a lot of things right, but I think I can't tell you how much how good it feels to have some of the issues that I was dealing with completely gone.
Every winter, I usually get a really bad laryngitis, cold. I didn't get it this past year. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I didn't get it this year at all.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tangible Investments. I love Tangible Investments. The CEO, Silvano DeGeneva, has been my friend for about 15 years. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak, which is what he told people to get out. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth. Right now, the Russell 2000 is only down 20%. You need asset protection, and you need it now. If you're a qualified client, and I do mean a qualified client who has bought gold or silver before, so that's the catch. Have you ever bought gold or silver before? And have you do you have the receipt to prove it? If you do, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. $199. Tangible wants to prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. My friends at Tangible Investments, they signed the front of the checks, so you don't have to. Thank you, Tangible Investments. One more time, 800-780-9000. Give him a ring. I was talking about the mass shootings versus the illegal immigrant murders. Mass shootings, 68 Americans killed in 2018. No one's saying it's good, it's horrible. If God forbid it's your child, God forbid it's someone you love, of course it's terrible. But illegal immigrants murdered 2,000 people and the media says nothing. So I'm reading this story, which is a fascinating story. You just can't believe how bad the media is. So according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, Trump used the word animal to describe MS-13 gang members, and they claim that that's a terrible thing, that's racist. But one member of MS-13 is actually nicknamed Animal and is serving 40 years in prison for stabbing a teenage boy to death. MS-13 gang violence goes unreported in the mainstream media. Mass shootings stay flooded across the media for days on end. MS-13 violence, including gruesome murder, happens way more often than the mass shootings, but it's not in the news. MS-13 gangs have been known to stab people 100 times, then dismember their bodies. Not in the news. They bludgeon people to death with baseball bats. Not in the news. They kidnap kids and hack them up after gang raping them. Not in the news. MS-13 murders American police officers at cold-blooded traffic stops. Not in the news. This is just a sampling of the many incidents of illegal immigrant violence and murder, all of which is blacked out by the mainstream media, so that the brainwashed American masses will continue to vote for Democrats who fully intend to destroy the Constitution, free speech, free press, liberty, and the American dream. Very, very interesting. All right. We shift to the Covington kids. That's the young white teenage boys from Covington Catholic School in Lexington, Kentucky, who were so slandered, so viciously attacked by the mainstream media. And when it turned out they did absolutely nothing wrong, even the media, the vicious media, had to backtrack. Not all of it, but most of it backtracked and erased their tweets. And a lot of people in Hollywood are going to be in a lot of trouble because Kenton County prosecutor says, we have already issued subpoenas and search warrants against online abusers of the Covington school children. Rob Sanders, the Kenton County, Kentucky prosecutor, says the investigations against the terroristic threats against the Covington High School children is already underway. He said multiple investigations were underway. He said that he had investigators inside of his office all day. When it comes to the offenses that rise to the felony level, we can extradite now. It's not as easy as arresting a Twitter handle. We just can't reach out and arrest somebody. Half the time they're using a fake name, fake profile picture, that sort of thing. We have to go through the process of issuing subpoenas and search warrants, but it's already underway. I've had detectives in and out of my office all day today. So that's interesting. I'm sure one of the people he's investigating is that lovely comedian. Not comedian, actually, it was a DJ, lovely DJ. A male DJ in Hollywood who said, let's burn the entire building down, the whole private school, Covington Catholic School. Let's put them all inside, and let's lock the doors, and then burn it to the ground, let them all burn to death. I'm sure that guy has got some problems, and as well he should. As well he should. And then we've got Ilhan Omar. She's a freshman Muslim congresswoman from Minnesota, and she defends the black Hebrew Israelites against the Covington teens. And gets called out for her lies. On Wednesday, yesterday, freshman Muslim representative Ilhan Omar issued a tweet defending the racist, homophobic black Hebrew Israelites who taunted the Covington Catholic High School students. The tweet was taken down, but not before Omar was called out for her lies and threatened with a libel suit. The boys were protesting a woman's right to choose and yelled, it's not rape if you enjoy it. They were taunting, this is what she said, they were taunting five black men before they surrounded Phillips, that's the Indian who turns out to be a liar, Stolen Valor liar who claimed he was a Vietnam vet, he's not, and led racist chants. This is what she said. And then they hired a right-wing PR firm to write his non-apology. Wow. Total lies. They never yelled, it's not rape if you enjoy it. They were not taunting five black men. They never surrounded Phillips the Indian. And the Native American Indian is a fraud. And they never led racist chants. Robert Barnes, an attorney who offered to represent the Covington families free of charge, put Omar on notice. This is libel, retract, or get sued. Robert Barnes on Twitter. I love it. It's about time conservatives fight back. You cannot allow people to say things like this. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
82.